Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings to everyone who is out there.
whether you are in our chat room currently or you are on Facebook. If you are on Facebook, come on over and listen to us on Blog Talk Radio. We can be found at blogtalkradio.com/Black Womaniverse. And if you are a guest in the chat room or you have not signed up for Blog Talk, just sign up for an account so you can come on in the chat room and chat with us. I wanted to give a shout-out to Priestess I, which is Mommy Sarude, Super Seer, and It Can Be If You Will It. I know that's right. It can be if you will it. So I want to give a shout-out to those sisters and or brothers who may be in the chat room. Today, our guest is going to be La'Aya Aneb Noir. Before she comes on, we do have some announcements and some information to discuss briefly. But I'm definitely excited to have La'Aya Aneb Noir back on. She has been on our show before. The show that she was on was Vulva Astrology. So we will touch on a little bit of that. And for those who missed that show, they can go back in the archives and pull that up and check that out. Let's go ahead and get into the announcements, though, before our guest calls in. See here. BlackWomaniverse.webs.com. That is our public forum. Again, that website is BlackWomaniverse.webs.com. That's our public forum. You can go on, get some information about Black Womaniverse, what it is that we are doing, and, you know, go on there and communicate and chat with the members on there. Now, we do have a temple, a Black Womaniverse temple site that is membership only for the sisters. If you are interested in that, you can email me at blackwomb@divinechemistry.com. And chemistry is spelled KHEMESTRY.com. Or you can visit us on Black Womaniverse at blackwomaniverse.com. And that's the temple site. Again, that is membership only, and it is only for the sisters. And I wanted to let everyone know I will be launching my website, which is divinechemistry.com, very soon. It should be grand opening on August 1st. That site has a lot of things on it. We'll be selling natural beauty and healthcare products, anything from clays, rose powders, herbs in the powder form and the actual herb form, tinctures, incense, metaphysical supplies, you name it, we're going to have it. And if you need it and we don't have it, we might be able to get it. So be looking out for divinechemistry.com. And, again, it's spelled KHEMESTRY, divinechemistry.com. Also want to let everyone know that we are looking for sponsors that would like to support the sisters and what we are doing with the radio show and our temple. So if you are interested in, you know, sponsoring us, please feel free to email us, again, at blackwomb@divinechemistry.com. And that's our email address, and our phone number is 1-888-522-2653, our number is 1-877-522-2653, extension 5. So, all right. And I have been very busy trying to make some updates to the website, to our temple. So we haven't done a show in a while because we've been busy working in the background, and so, you know, this will be a very informative show today with Sister La'Aya Aneb Noir, and just very excited to have her on. Let me check my switchboard to see if she is here as of yet. Peace and shout out to Smooth Haru and Evolution Muse. Peace and blessings. All right. What I'm going to do now that I have gotten through our announcements, let me touch on this. Some things I've added to the the website. I'm going to talk about a few things that I've been noticing, and I wish I had someone in the chat room that could, y'all, let me know if y'all have been noticing any of these things. I have been noticing a lot of celestial things going on recently, like the sky doesn't get dark anymore. And that may sound weird to some people, but I've been watching that, and that's been happening for the past few years. You know, the sky is not the same. Everything is a little is different. And the reason I'm bringing that up now is because the Earth is changing. We are changing. And if you pay close attention to nature and align yourself with nature, you will always seem to be what's the word I'm looking for? If you align yourself with nature, you'll be made more aware of the changes that are going on within the Earth and within yourself. So just wanted to put that out there. And let's see. I'm going to read something that was posted on Black Womaniverse Temple as a blog by our sister Ayele Kumari. That sister is the goddess. is the goddess. She is very, very talented. She has a lot of info. You know, I can't even get into a lot of the information that she knows because it's so much. Just as we were talking about Mami Saru, the last show that we did, these sisters just know so much and share so much information openly with everybody. But let me get to this post. What does it mean to be a goddess? And I think this is very important. As women awaken to the deepest qualities within, we are realizing our own inherent divinity. The goddess is emerging, and it is apparent in everything around us. Yet the question that also calls us is, what does it actually mean? I mean, on a practical and everyday basis, what does it mean to be on this path? It's not just something to expound on because it sounds powerful and otherworldly. It is not a title to express our physical or even ethnic history. It is not an attempt to placate our little egos. These are very superficial layers. As we dig deeper, we must find that as the mother source of creation, the divine feminine runs much deeper. We must understand that while the physical is intended to become the embodiment of the goddess, it cannot happen without awakening and cultivating all of the divine qualities within. It means that we must heal the discordant aspects of ourselves that are out of balance. You see, it's not enough to just say that you are a goddess. You must be willing and open to do the inner work to allow goddess to emerge from within you. To do otherwise is just vanity without substance. So how do we uncover the veils that define the actual qualities of divine womanhood? What are the qualities of divinity itself? We can find our keys through the ancient teachings and stories of the ancient and primal mothers. We can deepen our understanding through quiet contemplation. We can also explore our highest aspirations and ideals of womanhood and goddesshood. Goddess exists on many dimensions. We must understand that this feminine energy is not just the physical form. Like everything else feminine, it mostly within the deeper layers of our being and reality itself. There are both spiritual and human realms of divine feminine energy, just as there are spiritual and human aspects of our own being. In fact, according to most ancient teachings, our human form is the form that our goddess energy became trapped or imprisoned. If we identify more with it than our true nature, that is beyond time and space, we are limiting our own understanding and our development. At the core, the greatest quality of goddess is love. In fact, as the womb of our being, the mother is love itself. Just as our mothers love us unconditionally, the power that is the divine mother is unconditional love. It is not just a feeling, but a force. This force is the magnet that holds the entire universe together. She, as Ma'at, is the law of the universe, and the law is love. As we seek to embody this energy in its wholeness, we become channels to goddess for goddess to express more purely. If we hold anger, hostility, bitterness, fear, etc., it constricts the energy of love available to us and closes our hearts to its greatest treasure. It is no mistake that our breasts are located on the heart level and on the heart chakra. This is because of the expansive amount of loving energy we have the capacity to express. While our wombs hold the seat through which life comes through and is sacred, our breaths are that which sustain life on a physical level and a spiritual level. Hold your breath as your power, just as the goddess images depicted in ancient times. This is because it is love that truly nurtures the spirit. Our love is poured into our breast, and it is the true vehicle of transcendence back to our original natures. So, definitely wanted to share that information. All right, again, that was What Does It Mean to Be a Goddess, and that was attributed by our sister Ayele Kumari, whom will be a future guest on our show. So let me see if this is our sister Laia Aneb Noir. Is that you, sister?
It certainly is. Hi, I was listening, and that was very enlightening. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me? For listening.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Thank you for coming on today, coming back onto the Black Womaniverse. I'm so excited to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure. I think you were one of the first shows I started doing, and I do really appreciate the opportunity to, at any time when I can do this. Since the last time, a lot has changed. Well, I won't say changed. A lot has opened up, and it's always good. I'm just trying to keep up right now. Mm-hmm. So
change is always good is how we look at it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. For those who may have missed our previous show where you were speaking about vulva astrology,
mm-hmm.
could you give us a little background on who Diva Laia Aneb Noir is?
Why, thank you.
And who, you know, just give us some background on yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm not really one that likes to really talk a lot about myself, but just so people can know that I'm not a crackpot or something, I've been a tantra yoga teacher for over 20 years. I've been a student of comedic spirituality and science since the 90s. I was initiated both in Kundalini yoga as well as Chetimir, which is the ancient comedic sacred sexuality tantric tradition that predates the Dravidian, which is more recently known from the southern Indian community or place. And Newt Butterfly is my initiating priestess. She is the head of the Temple of Women, and I have been under her tutelage and a member of the temple for many years. I have been a tantra yoga teacher and astrologer. I've been an astrologer since the 80s and was practicing Western astrology for many, many years. Felt that it really wasn't the right thing for me. I have nothing against it. It's just it was missing too much. There were too many elements that did not flow to me. I started studying Eastern astrology, the Vedic tradition, the Jyotish, which is from India, and even that, it still seemed to be something missing. So I began combining elements of ancient comedic stuff with the yogic tradition that I was already involved with. And once I became initiated in the Temple of Women, other information came together for me, and that's how vulva astrology was born. It's nothing somebody can teach yet, except, I mean, it's a process that, you know, the goddess, Divine Mother has given. It's a conglomeration, I guess you would call it, of different systems. But the core system is the 10 wisdom goddesses, and that is the essence of tantra yoga itself. Do we have a bad connection to you? Is there a lot of static? I'm feeling like I'm hearing a lot of static. Is that just on my end?
I hear it. I do hear a little bit of static.
Okay. Well, hopefully we'll be able to work through it.
It seems as though everyone can still hear you pretty fine.
Oh, okay.
Though.
Good.
So you're still coming through clear, but there is static here and there.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have somebody. In fact, she's actually in the room, in the, chat room.
Yeah.
who I have decided at some point, because I know that it does need to get out there and be made available for
yes.
other people to actually learn the system or work with it more directly. There are a couple of things that I will be doing. One is to create a computer program that, you know, people who don't want to be astrologers but still want to have their vulva chart will be able to pull it up. So that's something that's on the back burner.
Wow.
And the other thing is to train somebody to do it, and then they can
yes.
take and run with it. And that's going to be, and she's asked me before, and I haven't formally told her this, but she's the one I
would like to test. I know who you're talking about.
Who is that? you go, and I'll let you know if it's the right one.
Mommy Sarooj?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love her.
I do, too. And she already has an understanding.
She's a beautiful spirit.
Yes, she does. It's definitely. And I already see a question. I'm wondering about the resources. There are none, really. I mean, if you want to learn astrology, you'll have to learn astrology and then get into the 10 wisdom goddesses and do the chants and mantras that go with them, and they will guide you. And that's, you know, that's really how I learned it. So, you know, with Mammy Sarooj, I'm going to share the teachings with her the way I learned them, and then she can take them and do what she wants to. I won't say what she wants to, but she's like, you know, the one who will carry on the tradition, because I trust her. I know she knows.
Yeah,
she'll
she has a lot of integrity.
Yes, and she'll do right by it. So, you know, that's the tradition that I you know, am establishing with this new earth energy that's coming in. We do need to take astrology to another level. We may even be in a different cosmic, you know, order before too long. So all of the astrology and things that we have learned up to this point may be null and void. And I don't mean that but we're moving into the non-time or no-time
right.
zone, and we're changing directions energetically, and our place in the galactic scheme of things is changing. So, you know, spirit always accommodates for that. So, you know, and that's what one of the reasons why I chose to study sidereal astrology, geocentric, which is what you will see in, you know, most astrologers, especially in the West, are studying. You know, the geocentric is the earth-centered astrology based on the cycles of the sun, equinoxes and solstices, at the crossing of the sun and the earth across the ecliptic and all of that. That's earth-based astrology, which has its place, but we're moving into becoming galactic citizens. So we do, you know,
uh-huh.
that's where I was guided to start studying the sidereal system, like I said, back in the 90s, because that's really the way our ancestors worked with it. Up until recently, I think maybe 1,000 years ago or something like that. So that's, you know, I was guided to that to know that that's what we really need to be working with more, because it's about keeping celestial sidereal time is basically star time, as opposed to just the sun, what the sun is doing. So, you know, that's just a little bit about, and I mean, it can get really technical. So that's, I just wanted to, you know, you wanted some background on where I learned and how I learned and that type of thing, and
yes.
that's part of it. So,
I do have two things I want to say before we start.
Mm-hmm.
You have a podcast, and mm-hmm. you have been putting out some excellent information in terms of astrology. Could you give some information regarding that and how people can listen
podcast? Mm-hmm, yes, and I haven't done it consistently, and my inner guidance system keeps telling me that people do watch it or wait for it, and you know, I don't get much feedback, so it's like, I mean, it comes to a point where you have to really decide what energies you're going to put your energy
right.
into, what you're going to be in. That's fun. I enjoy doing it, but, you know, like everybody, you want feedback, and when you don't get it, it's like I'm going to put more
feedback.
Energy into
it,
the, yeah. But,
into other things, right.
Mm-hmm. And
well,
what,
I do it.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad. Thank you for letting me know.
Yes,
and if people
yes.
are interested in, you know, listening to any podcasts, I haven't done any recently. I didn't do any for the equinoxes or anything, or the eclipses, and you know, there's a lot of information out there already. So if you'd like to listen to any of the podcasts, you can go to my blog, and that is www.astrologyandmagic.com. And then it's Shakti Fire. That's Shakti Fire. ShaktiFire.blogspot.com. And, you know, that's where you can listen to any of the podcasts that I've done so far, which
you
I haven't
said
done.
ShaktiFire.blogspot.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes. In fact, I'm right here. I mean, I'm in the room. So I don't know if you click on people's names, does it take you to their page in the chat room?
Yes, you have to like go to the person's name, and if you left click or something.
Oh yeah, it wouldn't be okay.
Yeah.
That's just my because I've never
it'll
done
come
anything.
Up and go to the person's blog talk radio profile.
Okay,
but
yeah.
I put it in the chat room. www.shaktifire.blogspot.com.
Mm-hmm.
She has excellent information, and I'm just gonna go ahead and give a testimonial because this sister, woo, she does outstanding. Birth charts, vulval astrology charts.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You know, I urge anyone who needs a chart done to please, you know, get Sister Laia to do your chart. She is very on point. Very on point. Give you some great information.
Well, thank you. And one thing that I have gotten feedback on from the people who I've done charts for. It's that, and these are people who have done them a while back, and they're still, a lot of times what I have seen, people will say, well, okay, this is cute, this is nice, when they first get it, but it's, again, it's your vulva, your energy speaking to you. So it may be that you have not connected with that part of yourself yet. And if you look, if you work with your chart and do the exercises that, you know, your vulva wants you to do and move in the direction that she wants you to move in, then a year from now or a year and a half or 2 years from now, you'll be like, oh, my God, you know, look at where I was and look where I am now. It's like it's a map. And see, the difference between a regular chart, you know, and what this is your bliss chart, you know.
Yes.
We have all kinds of things that tell us what's wrong and what we came here to fix and our karma, blah,
right.
blah, blah. And that has its place. I'm not denying it or knocking it at all. But there's very little that, you know, me being trained in a Heteru temple, bliss is part of the deal, you know. That's what we do. That's what we're trained to live by. And people really are just now beginning to feel that it is possible at that bliss. Consciousness is actually a way of living. That's what Tantra is really about, one of the things anyway. So learning to live your life through that core, through that being, that part of yourself, it's a tremendous change of way of looking at life and about your life. It makes you confront all of the things you don't want to confront about yourself and about other people, about your choices, decisions, but it also gives you the path out through in a way that you can live your life and enjoy. So, and again, it's not a final thing. It's a process, but you can always come back to it and ignite that part of yourself that knows how to do this. And this, again, this is training from Heteru. So it's a different path altogether, you know, Heteru and Newt. The grandmother knew the sky energy. So, you know, it's not going to be the same as you would get from a regular chart.
Right. Now, the thing I noticed about the chart that you did for me was that it was a lot different, and I didn't really have any expectations. So, but it was a lot different from what, you know, a lot of people look at their horoscopes, what's going on in the day, what you need to watch out for, and you know, like as you stated earlier. But when you did my chart and I looked at that, it was, as you said, a bliss chart. These are the things you could connect with to make your life what you wanted, what's best for you and how you can enjoy life and yourself better. And when I was just looking through the chart and it was just so detailed.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that you mentioned, I looked around my room, different things that you mentioned in the chart, and I looked around my home, and it was like you had been in my home before. Because you really, I can't really stress the importance of having a chart done, and I can't stress the level of excellence that Laia has when she does these charts. So that's really all I can say. I mean,
well, that's a wonderful testimonial. I may be emailing you because I'm putting together a package people who've had their charts, so that you know people can refer to others who have had them done if they,
definitely.
You know. So I do appreciate that. And again, this is coming directly from Goddess Energy, so it's going to be in the way I, you know. The way I do it is different. So, again, I mean, I'm glad. It's just confirmation for me that this is important and it's a different way of doing it, but it's important to do it this way. So, as you know, I'm just thankful that I allowed myself to be a channel for the information.
Mm-hmm. I'm thankful as well.
Well, thank you for saying that.
Definitely. Now, today you wanted to speak about opening the gates of the Yoni.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hold up. Before we get there, I think you may have addressed this, but there was a question in the chat room, so let me see if I can go back to get it. Why vulva astrology versus other astrology? Did you touch on that already?
I think so. Again, Western astrology.
I thought you did, but I...
Who was asking that? I mean, it doesn't matter who's asking it. I mean, I can go over it again. Not a problem. Basically, the difference in the vulva chart is your bliss chart. Regular or going to an astrologer and I do regular astrology too, there are a couple of things different. Number one, most astrologers, especially in the West, use geocentric astrology, which is Earth-based, which is based on the seasons of the sun, the equinoxes and the... solstices, the elliptic of the planet, you know, the Earth's circle around the sun throughout the year. That's what most, you know, and it has its place. Now, the difference is that, and this is kind of technical for people who, you know, if you're not interested in the technical, just kind of tune out, but Earth-based astrology is based on the equinoxes and solstices and, you know, the spring, winter, fall, and summer. That's what it's based on. Sidereal astrology, which is what I use, is based on the star placements, not the imaginary zodiac, okay, because of the fact of the matter is, because, and this is the technical part, based on the precession of the equinoxes, Western astrology technically is off about 24 degrees. So with that, you're not in alignment with what's really happening around you. So that can throw you off. Now, there is a part of Western astrology that uses sidereal astrology, and that's, you know, that's fine. I went to the Eastern part because they focus more on the goddess, the feminine energies, and that's what I was guided to do. So there are some technical differences. Again, part of what I created, what came through with this vulva chart, is a bliss energy, okay? When you go to a regular astrology, they will tell you the good, bad, and ugly of your life. That will come up in the vulva chart too, but it's not the focus, okay? The focus is to keep you in a bliss mode, moving into expansion of bliss and what you came here to do in bliss, not in sorrow and anger and hostility and all of that other stuff. You're going to, you know, it's choice. If you want to stay in that, then that's okay. I mean, that has its value. But even with that, you know, even what we're going to talk about today, the open the gates, there are definitely some goddesses that work with sorrow and misery and all of that. You can start there. That's one gate. If that's where your life is, that's where your life is. But you can move from that gate to another one, you know, once you move through whatever it is that you're dealing with. It gives you the option of keep continually to move through energy as opposed to staying stuck in energy. That's the difference. You understand? I mean, does that make sense?
Oh, it makes perfect sense.
Okay.
It makes perfect sense. Now, there's another question, and I believe, again, anyone who did not hear when Sister Laila was first, when Laila was first here, she did a show solely on vulva astrology. There was a question in the chat room saying, are verbal astrology readings only for sisters?
No. I have one specifically for women, and then we also have one for men called the Lingam or Tekken chart. The principles are the same, but the focus is different. It's, of course, the Lingam is the penis or Tekken. So, you know, the focus is going to be different. His is more external. Male energy is more directed in, you know, it's more external. Their processes, they still have desires and all of that, and it's still a bliss chart. But, of course, it's going to be from the masculine perspective, the sun and the moon versus the moon and the sun. The moon for women is going to be primary in their vulva chart. The sun is primary for males, but they also connect with the moon energy because what I have found in with men is that it's more important for them to first honor their masculinity and keep it, you know, to really go with it. At the same time, they still need to honor that feminine part of themselves too. And that's where a lot of men have a difficult time. It's learning to balance that energy. And so theirs is more of a learning to balance the masculine and feminine, where women have to really more of an honoring of that bliss path within themselves. So it has a different focus, but it's yes. Mm-hmm. It's for everybody.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into opening the gates of the Yoni. I'm going mm-hmm. to, you know, the floor is yours. We can go ahead and get into that.
Well, feel free to stop at any time because this is a developing, these are developing concepts. And basically, the Yoni, this whole teaching is another tantric teaching. It comes out of the Yoni Tantra, which is an actual written thing about the gate, the Yoni as being worshipped, you know, as the embodiment of the Divine Mother, the Divine Feminine. And it's also based on the Ten Wisdom Goddesses. And the Ten Wisdom Goddesses are aspects of Kundalini, aspects of what energies that we have in our female organs. Men have the same, but again, this is primarily about goddess worship, goddess feminine energy, mother worship. So what Spirit has been working with me to do is to reactivate, because a lot of the stuff is still practiced in very closed circles, not so much here in the States. Well, maybe they are. I'm just not a part of any of those circles. But in southern India, Tamil Dravidian Tantra, the yoni is worshipped. Yoni is another word for the vulva, the vagina. Not just the vagina, but the whole female map and landscape. And what I've been guided to do is to reactivate that in more modern terms. So, and actually I do work with that to some degree in the vulva chart, but I'm being called and asked to really develop that as a way for women to really, and men, to really connect with bliss in the body, you know, because it's time to really move into honoring our bodies again, you know. We take, you know, for those of us who consider ourselves conscious, we are taking better care of ourselves physically. We're eating better and exercising and doing yoga, hatha yoga, and that type of thing, getting rest and giving ourselves baths, you know, spirit baths and that type of thing, and that's wonderful. That has its place. But we need to go deeper. We still are not really, really dealing with our sexual energy. We still are, you know, getting a lot of crazy mixed messages, you know, externally about who we are, what we are about, blah, blah, blah. So this is a way, meditations that Spirit is guiding me to create, and gateways to really just understanding and working with any situation in your life as if it were part of your vulva energy. Because it is. You know, vulva energy is the creator. Okay, uh-huh. I don't care what people, everybody talks about the heart center. You know, the heart center is wonderful, but bliss comes straight from your vulva. You know, that's where it's coming from. So, and your tekken. So that's where you have to start, really you know, people, teachers gloss over it and, you know, oh, yeah, you know, the sacral center, and, you know, they get stuck on that and cleaning out that and deal with your relationships. Yes, bliss will take care of all of that, okay? Bliss will eradicate whatever relationship issues you have. Does it seem like it's getting harder, worse? Just because I can call back in because if it's my phone.
Let's take a break briefly, and so we can see if we can clear the lines up before we get into this, because what you're getting into is very important, and I want to make sure everyone can hear you clearly.
Okay, well, what I'll do is I'll go ahead and call and sign off and call right back.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a breather here, a break, and we'll be right back.
My love, what did I do to make you fall so far from me?
Much better.
Yes, yes, it does. Okay, let's finish where we left off with the opening of the gates.
Okay. Again, this is not a new teaching, but one that's, I guess, being updated or whatever. And again, we can start at any place in our lives and look. And the way it was given to me once again was through astrology, and basically, and the elements. Okay. So basically, I was given the connection between parts of the vulva or parts of the energy body connected to the vulva and the different planets. That is actually, you know, coming out of the Yoni Tantra. But I have not only worked with the tantric goddesses, but I also work with the Kemetic goddesses or divine principles, as they are known in the Kemetic tradition. So the feminine energy can be both applied to masculine and feminine, with the actual, and I'll just go down and we can, you know, go into each one of them, go down the list. And again, you know, I don't want people to get too hung up about lists and formalities of the names. They will, and see, the way I have been taught, because mostly it's been inner teachings or direct transmission teachings, I had astrology teachers back when I was learning, but once I started doing the mantras connected to the planets and really practicing, then there was an inner process that took over, and that's what I work with now. You know, I'll be led to read certain books or whatever, but the teachings are directly transmitted. I have had, you know, inner teachers for a long time, including my teacher who made his transition. Kundalini Tantra Yoga teacher who passed back in the 90s. He's been around. And other teachers. So in any case, my point is the teachings themselves or the energy themselves or the goddesses, the divine forces themselves will guide you once you avail, you know, make yourself available. But just for a format, for some kind of map, then, you know, you can use it as that if you wanted to just basically start thinking about how this would work in your own life. Well, for the Shekhem or Shakti energy itself, that I relate her, I was told to relate her to Kali and Sekhmet. That's the Kundalini energy itself. For the Amrita or the hormonal flow, the Amrita, which is the bliss water essence that women release in high states of orgasmic, you know, well, when they're in high states of orgasm, the Amrita, and just the hormonal balance itself, that would be something that Tara and Tefnut, the waters, you know, or you, if you wanted to put Oshun in there, she would be there. With the yoni or vulva itself, that is related to Heteru and Shodashi. And the womb itself is Nut, or Bhuvaneswari, that is the creatress energy. Chinamasta is the, and Heket is the, Heket is that part of ourselves that when we're in orgasm, that surrender energy that makes it possible to go into deeper trance states. That's when you are, you know, going through initiation. You can use it for that if you like. Bavari is that rhythmic cycles of the old. I also relate her to, the rhythm cycles, that's Bavari. And I'm still working with the energy to connect her in the communication. Dumawadi is the energy of unfulfilled desire. Now, most of us, at one point in our life or another, do relate to her. Now, she has that part of her, and then I also give her, I was told that Nekabet would work with her to move you through, to protect you while you're moving through those really dark, so-called dark, and I don't even like to use the word dark, but that when you're going through the void of either death or rebirth in your life, because we all go through that continually in our lives, then that can be a very protective time for ourselves, too. And that is when we're not either connected with our desire, or we can never have enough sex or enough food or something that we're trying to fulfill. So it's another part of desire. The part that is unfulfilled that leaves us wanting. And then we also have, the Bagla Ka. She has a difficult name. But anyway, her energy is about muscles and strength. And this, she basically stops and controls the direction we want our lives to go, Bagla Muti. That's what I was trying to say. She stops, controls the energy flow, and in a sexual way that deals with the muscles, okay, and how we direct the flow of energies. And then we also have Bagal Lumki. And I'm sorry, goddesses, if I haven't gotten that right, but it's Bagalumki.
Okay.
Now let's see. Yeah, that's she. Okay. Yeah. So her and Nekabet work together. Then we also have Mantanji, and she's also Shishida. Shishida is the holder of mysteries. She also directs the flow of energy as far as the meridians. All of that energy is definitely connected to our nervous system, our spiritual nervous system. And then we have Kamala, which is, and she's related to Bast, which is the clitoris, and that's our, you know, our ability to fulfill our desires. So those are the 10 ways in which the energy can flow through our vulvas in our life. And, you know, of course, Newt would be where the huge overarching of that whole, of the womb itself. So that's, you know, what has been given to me so far. And as far as the, what do you call them? Elements. Kali is related to fire. Kali and Sekhmet are related to fire. Water is Tara and Tefnut energy. Mantanji is air. Bhairavi is earth. And Nut is spirit. So those, again, are, you know, the different directions, the different elements that can manifest in our lives. Kali is related to the sun, Tara to the moon, Mercury is Mantanji, Shadasi and Heteru or Venus. Mars is Dumavadi. Nut, again, is just the ether and air. Saturn is Nekabet and Dumavadi, yeah, and Heket are Mars. So we do have, you know, it's a breakdown, and that's, so I'm really giving you a lesson on how,
yes, you are.
I work with, you know, when I get somebody's chart, depending on what is prominent in their chart energetically, in addition to what, you know, tradition says, I take this and put it in there and plug in, and that, you know, all of this works together. All of it works together. Mm-hmm. So that's the different parts of the vulva and how they work in our lives. So you can ask me some questions about that, and then we can continue on with, you know, some of the suggestions for meditations, if you like.
Okay, let me check the chat room to see if we have any questions in regarding to what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
That's some very powerful information you just shared with us.
Yeah, I know, and that's why I'm stopping, because usually people are trying to write down stuff and trying to remember it and all of that, but if they just take it into their womb spaces, and let come up what comes up, then, you know, that way something might jump out at them like, okay, I need to get some more information about this. How does this feel? You know, that type of thing. And, you know, I see why now that I was having so much trouble with the phone, because it's a rainstorm outside now. It just started really pouring down. So, and I'm on a cell, not a cell phone, but a portable phone.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, I do not see any questions in the chat room at the moment, so we can go ahead and get into the meditation piece.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to really give straight meditations. I'm just going to give some suggestions as what people, depending on their own life condition, they may even be able to pick up what energy is strongest for them if they look at, you know, their own, and that's what it's designed to do, to help you look at your own life and, you know, what is it that stands out for you. Okay, so, for instance, Kali energy is very intense, it's very passionate, it's very fire, you know, fire energy. If you look at your own life, fire has a tendency to propel us or destroy us. And Kali, that's part of what she does. It's, she destroys what we no longer need in our lives, okay, so that you can make way for a new energy. Now, it may seem like you keep recreating the same thing over and over, and that's something to look at too, is that, you know, what is it that you're creating in your life that, you know, you keep creating over and over again, and she will answer you. That's also the Kundalini. That's the Kundalini energy itself. And a lot of, you know, for women especially, Kundalini, it automatically rises. It's not something, you know, there's a lot of work out here on making the Kundalini rise and, you know, that type of thing. Well, the quickest way for Kundalini to raise, is for women especially, is through passion, something that makes you passionate. I won't even say makes, but it elicits or evokes passion from you. So Kali Ma will help you to connect with your passion, too. Okay. Now, out of that passion, you know, the waters flow, and a lot of times women have a problem with their water, either it dries up or there's too much. And Tara, or the hormonal balance, you know, most of us are very emotional, and emotions emotions are just emotions. Tara and Tefnut are there to help us. They are gateways. Emotions are gateways. I mean, you can even get into earth, air, fire, water emotions. So, you know, she will take you in the gateway of really working with your emotional body and cleansing that and healing that through, you know, once again, through passion. She can teach you how to work with your emotions in a healthier way. Now, our thinking, Mantanji, and again, this is our energy bodies that we're talking about, our parts of our vulva. And Mantanji and Shashita, she's part of the whole hidden stuff too. So these two energies, by working with the meridians and working with, you know, and the meridians are basically just our psychic and nervous system. It's not the physical nervous system, but it's how the energy flows through our body. And when our nervous system is out of balance, that again can throw us out of balance. Our thinking, you know, it's the food we eat, all of that kind of stuff affects our nervous system. And Shashita will give you hidden information about your life. That's what she's the keeper of the records. When you start doing these energy body workouts and all of that, that will activate Shashita, and she will reveal past life information. She also is the one who will let you know if a lover is right for you, you know, all of that, you know. So that she will help you do that. Okay, now we're dealing with Earth Bhavari. I'm sorry, that's the Heket energy, and Bhavari. Well, that is the actual silence, that once you're in the surrendered state, that's when Shashita can do her work or whatever spirit tell you. That's in that surrendered orgasmic state where you actually are transformed. It may look empty, but it's never empty. Okay, so that is part of the orgasmic energy. And Newt is actually the womb itself where creation takes place. That's where our dreams, that's where she would help us birth our dreams on the physical plane. Out of that silent orgasmic state, then you're implanted with new dreams and visions, and you can give birth to them. So, you know, those are the actual, the elements as they work out through your vulva. So we're going to stop there and see, because I don't really want to get into, like, overloading people. I would much rather, you know, stop and take some questions, or maybe if people want to do a quick meditation just to see themselves in the center, we can do this for a couple of, you know, 2 or 3 minutes, and then let people get that energy a little bit more in their body, in their vulvas, and then come back and talk about some more stuff. But I don't really like to just overload, because this is just too much information to try to just, you know, it's a class, basically. I'm giving you a class, and I don't really want to do, I really would like to do it more, right, as a question and answer type of thing.
Mm-hmm. I completely understand. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's do the meditation.
Now, I do see a question here that Bird, okay, is asking, do women go through each gate? Absolutely. You have a vulva, you're going to go through each gate, different times in your life, or depending on what your chart looks like, that there is going to be a dominant gate or a dominant way that the energy works through you. So, yes, we do all go through that, absolutely. Sometimes, several times, you know, 24 hours a day is a whole universe. It really is.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. Okay. Trying to see, look through the chat room to see if there were any other questions before we do the meditation.
And she wants to know, are there journeys through each gate? Yes, there are, but, I mean, it's no one, again, I don't really want to get into, like, there's only one way. Feminine energy flows. You know, that's the thing with feminine energy. It's not one way to do things.
Not, the information you're giving us is definitely not an overload, but I understand you when you said you wanted to do question and answer more so than a class. So,
Well, it is an overload because it's not intellectually, but I want it to filter. I don't want it to just,
right.
You know, because it is, you know, this is sort of like an initiation that what's being done. It's like, because I can see, I've got my eyes closed and I can see Spirit working with people, you know, really, really, and one person in particular that has like some kind of connection that is really working to their disadvantage energetically. And I don't know if this is to a job, a person, but I'm just seeing that it seems like the Kini energy, which is the feminine helper, or like goddess helpers, they're like, I guess you would call them similar to like divas, fairies, whatever you want to call them, but they're specifically working with the sexual energy of women to, and that's another book I'm working on, is the 64 Dakini Oracle. Well, it's a Dakini Oracle, and it basically talks about the different ways in which Shakti can work through people. And I'm just seeing that somebody out here really, they're trying to unblock her, I would say, her navel point seems to be very connected to somebody else. And I mean, that just came. I don't know why I'm getting that, but it's just, if that seems like somebody that somebody's having problems with.
That sister that you're talking about, she knows that you're talking to her right now.
She does?
Yes, she PM'd me. She knows that you're speaking to
okay.
her.
And asked her, is it, does she feel some relief, or is it just like feeling worse? Because I do feel like they're specifically working with her right now.
Okay. I will have to wait a few moments.
Okay, no problem.
She just responded and she said yes.
Okay. Yeah, I felt like they were working with her specifically. Here's another question. Which goddess or energy would assist in the healing of sexual trauma? All of them. All of them, but especially Sekhmet, especially Hekheru, because Hekheru is a healer. Both of those are two different sides of the same energy. Hekheru is the vulva. Sekhmet is the kundalini or Shakti, Shakim. So both of those energies, divine principles, will work specifically. And direct, because Hekheru is like the director. Nut also. Actually, Nut is the director. Hekheru is like the her right hand or left hand woman, so to speak. And she will help with that. But your vulva itself needs a lot. You probably need to create a vulva altar, okay, depending on, you know, whatever, what specifics, but a vulva altar, and then definitely. Working with the mantras and the healing energies of Sekhmet and Hekheru will help to begin the process. You know, it's very important, if you haven't, to get support and counseling and to be in company of women who are healing and men who support you, because that's a lonely road, and it should not be. You do need support, and especially of men who have a healthy attitude towards women, you know, that, so you won't get into the thing, because that's something that Newt had mentioned. I'm talking about my teacher Newt, is how, and I have seen this too in a lot of like rape crisis center counseling and that type of thing. There is, it's like your vulva and energy closes to male energy, sometimes forever. I mean, not forever, but in this lifetime. And that's, you know, that has its place, but at some point you want to heal that. You want to be able to be in relationship to men, healthy men. So, you know, you may go through a period where, and you follow, again, this is something you, once you erect your vulva chart, not your chart, but your altar, and do some of the, you know, things that are suggested by the goddess to you, and those suggestions may come as in the form of books, it may come in the form of classes or workshops, you know, so you have to be open to what guidance you get to take for your own healing. But at some point, you know, you do need, I would suggest a community of goddess-oriented women to help with that healing process.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am familiar with the Vajra Yogini. I was trained in the Vajra tradition. That's a Tibetan tradition, although I wasn't trained as in the Tibetan Tantra tradition. I am familiar with, and that's where the Dakini energy comes from, and it was suggested that I take some of those teachings about, you know, transference of toxins into the god and goddess form and see them in union to take on and transmute all of your toxins. So, yes, that comes from the Vajra Yogini tradition.
Mm-hmm.
That comes from Evolution Muse.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, so I was answering her question. Okay.
All right. I'm wanting to definitely do this guided meditation or the meditation. So we should go into
mm-hmm.
that now.
Okay.
And if we have time remaining, we can get into a little bit of.
Yeah, it's not going to be that long because, again, this is not going to, this is with me not knowing, you know, the people directly. I don't really feel, I mean, it's going to be just a very short concept.
Okay.
And I think, you know, I think I had mentioned that I can only stay till like 3:30. Is that?
Right.
Okay. All righty. So we can do that. And it's just really important. For, you know, if you can get into, the people who are listening, you can get into a quiet space if you're not already in one, to get into a quiet space and close the door if you have to. Just sit with your feet flat against flat on the floor. Put your hand, if you'd like to, just, you know, cradle your womb with your two hands right beneath your belly button. Just lovingly send energy to that space within yourself, and if this is the first time you've ever done anything like that, that's okay. She's just happy that you are finally paying attention. If you're a man, you can also cradle your crouch and lovingly put your hands over your crouch and just let your lingam lie against your hands and just send love energy, thanking him for bringing you through and for the pleasure and the ability to create life, that type of thing. And what we're going to just do is connect with the energy of Nut, the divine womb energy. So what I'd like you to do is just, number one, relax and take a few deep breaths. And on the exhale, I just want you to imagine that you're releasing toxins from every organ, every muscle, every blood cell, all of your emotional and mental stresses are released through the breath. You can either see it out through your mouth or, even better yet, connecting with the earth, with your feet. See the opening between each foot and your arch, sending the energy down into the earth for recycling. And above your head, you can imagine that you're sitting on a beach at night or on a mountaintop at night where there's a crystal clear sky and all the stars are twinkling. You can see that, and this is Divine Mother Nut, and you can breathe in her energy into your body and swirl it around and ignite your own inner star system in your vulva. You don't have to know where they are. Just know that you are igniting it through intent. And she will let you know in your daily life what parts of your vulva is really wanting attention right now. And you can see the different lights in your clitoris, your G-spot, the lips of your vagina, your birth canal, the womb area itself, your ovaries, and just breathe in and out that energy. Igniting it, and at some point you're going to hear what part of your vulva talk to you. I mean, you can, it may not be like English language, It could be color. It could be a feeling. It could be a sense to do a specific thing, a desire for a particular food or a particular thing to do. And right now, I just want you to listen and continue on with this breathing. It could come as earth, air, fire, water, one of the planets. Let your vulva speak or your tekken speak to you. And again, this is just a very short way of connecting. You can do this on your own, but this is a good place to start by really connecting with that part of you. And we're not done. And once you have connected with that part of yourself, I want you to ask that part of yourself to give you a symbol of some kind of what she wants or he wants from you, or to work with you or develop with you or open more bliss for you. Give you a symbol. That may not come right away, but this is something you can even take into your meditation on your own or before you go to sleep. To have, ask or dream about the symbol and continually ask for it every night until you wake up with it, whatever it might be. It could be a song, could be anything, but be open. You're opening to the process. Now I want you to thank your vulva and your womb and Divine Mother Nut for this guidance. Surround yourself in her light and love. Her black energy, triple black energy, and up against the stars. See yourself protected and nurtured. Breathe in a few times more. When you're ready, you can come back to consciousness, regular consciousness. And that's it.
Wow.
Now, I really would like to hear some of these experiences. I'm sure people had some.
Yes. Wow, our phone lines are lit up. All right. I'll call in number just in case, 646-716-7675. We have about 15 minutes remaining.
Mm-hmm.
Questions and or comments about the meditation, the information that Laia has shared with us today. Also, before we go to the phone lines, Sister Laia, could you give out your information in case people want charts done, anything, or have a question for you? How do they get in contact?
Okay, they can contact me. The best way to contact me is through my blog, which again is www.shaktifire.com. And you can leave me a message or email, and I will get back with you. I do have two different emails. I'll just give you the one that I'm using for the most part for vulva astrology charts, and that is NITS, NITS daughter, that's all one word, DAUGHTER, @gmail.com.
Okay, give us that email one more time.
Email is NITS, N as in Nancy, I as in Ice, T as in Tom, S as in Sam, NITS daughter, all one word, @gmail.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I keyed it in the chat room, is that correct?
I'm sorry? Yes, but it's all lowercase.
Right.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that is the correct way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And
wow, we had a lot of listeners. They all left. I guess that's what they were.
I was just telling someone else question that Blog Talk has changed.
Uh-huh.
So every 2 or 3 minutes, those pictures at the bottom will change.
Oh.
And, of course, sometimes people have issues with their computer, so they'll be there, and then they'll have to log back out and come in. So.
Oh, okay. Because right now
those
it's only two. It was like about 40. Before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let me look at the phone lines. Again, our call-in number is 646-716-7675. If you have a question or want to make a comment or what have you, please press 1 on your switchboard so I will know who to go to first. So I'm going to wait a brief moment. Let's see here. All right. Let me see if this caller has a question or comment. Caller from area code 850, could you let us know who you are and where you're calling from?
Maybe they're just listening.
Yes, they're probably just listening. Well, now is the time to, you know, ask a question or make a comment about what we've discussed today. So please feel free to press that 1 on your switchboard because there are a lot of people on the lines here.
Well, maybe if they're
sometimes
not ready, we can just
move on. Sometimes
people
get shy when it comes to asking questions about things. I don't know why, but we grow when we ask questions and we clearly understand, you know, what it is that we're listening to. So.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to check one other line. Area code 340, could you let us know who you are and where you're calling from?
Hi, it's Tressa calling from St. Thomas.
Hi.
Hi, Tressa, how are you?
I'm okay. I came in late. We're having, like, tropical waves coming down here, so I came in late. So I'm trying to play catch-up and listen.
Okay. All right.
Well, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
All right. Check one other line. All right. Area code 510. Could you let us know who you are and where you're calling from?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. This is Amber.
Hi, Amber.
Hi. And hi to you, to Black Womaniverse. I haven't seen you in a while, but I'm glad that you're here.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm doing okay. I'm Evolution Muse in the chat room.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see a couple of questions or comments from you
here. Yeah, she has some really good questions. She always does.
Okay.
Well, this work has been, you know, very, it's just, I've been attracted to it. It's incited my passion for a long time. Just the working with the sexual energy, working with my own nature. And through the experiences that not only I've had, but that have reoccurred in my family with the women. So I typed in the question about Vajra Yogini, but I didn't hear the response because technology shut down.
Oh.
I think
okay.
There may have been a little bit of a surge. But,
yeah, the Dakini tradition comes from the Vajra Yogini, or the Vajra tradition. And that is, I mean, there are a lot of parts to it. I haven't been initiated into it, but I do work with some of the practices. I was initiated into Kundalini yoga, Kundalini Tantra yoga tradition, but I am familiar with the Vajra, and that is light. Vajra is light, and the Dakinis basically work with you to disconnect you from, you know, anything that is not working in your life. One of the practices that the Vajra Tantra Tibetan yoga tradition suggest is to see the god goddess energy in tantric embrace, sexual embrace, and depending on what's going on in your life, you can either see them as beneficent or wrathful. And if they're wrathful, that means that they're taking away some negativity out of your life. If you see them making love in a wrathful state, that, and you can like project whatever, I mean, I wouldn't suggest that people just do this haphazardly. I do feel like you need to be trained in it, to in a sacred space, so you won't be just putting some stuff out in the universe that is really not, you know. it needs to be done in sacred space and in love energy. But one of the things you can do, one of the practices is to transmute and create alchemy in a situation that is bringing pain and suffering, if you call in a couple. So, I mean, I'm just saying that that is part of the Vajra Tantra tradition.
Wow.
And I'd like to answer your question about the ovaries. You said the ovaries lit up. And let me ask you this. Are you still in the age group of menstruating, or are you?
Yes.
Okay. Because the ovaries is part of the cycle of Baivari, and she's the rhythmical cycle of old, releasing, decay, that type of thing. Your ovaries are connected to her. I don't feel like your ovaries are decaying, but it's something that they want to talk to you about, and that's, you know, you can work with her, Baivari, to really connect with, you know, that part of yourself, so to speak.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. It has something to do with the cycles.
Mm-hmm. With the cycles.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
That's interesting because I'm going to be 28 this year.
Okay.
So, and I was just speaking about cycles, seven-year cycles.
I don't know about seven-year, but this is, I know that Baivari, one of the, you know, the wisdom goddesses, deals with releasing anything old in your life. And your ovaries are, you know, talking to you about that, since they are the ones that lit up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then this would be a time, because I am actively trying to release old things.
And you need to work with them to make sure you're not just shoving whatever it is emotionally. You need to to work with them in a more conscious way, so you won't be shoving them in, shoving all that energy that needs to be released into your ovaries. Yeah, I think that's what they may be trying to tell you. So you won't be creating, and that you said that the energy went into your womb. You want to make sure, you know, that you do some work with Newt, and also, again, I'm really still working with creating an energy in the comedic tradition that relates to that. So that I feel womb-wise, it really is her energy. So I haven't gotten that yet. So when I do, I will include it. But in the meantime, you know, your ovaries are connected to the releasing of old energy. So you want to make sure that you're creating new energy to go with it. So create, balance that with healthy desire. And that would be through Bast.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I can learn, I'm sure, more about my own personal path by contacting you, because I am.
Yes, if you'd like to get a reading. Mm-hmm. Yes, I can definitely do that. Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. All the tools I can get right now would be much appreciated. So thank you.
Uh huh. Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Amber.
No problem.
All right. We have a caller with a question from area code 713. Could you let us know who you are and where you're calling from?
Hi, how are you doing? I'm calling from Houston, and my name is Charisma.
I'm sorry? Your name is what? I'm sorry?
My name is Charisma.
Hi, Charisma. That's a nice name.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, how are you? I'm fine. I just came in, like, at the end of it because of, you know, technical issues, but I just want to let you guys know that, this is so needed. I never thought to have an altar, you know. And I'm going to definitely do that and check out your website because, you know, I'm a woman and, you know, growing up never really taught, you know what I'm saying, different things about womanhood, about your body and about the energy things like that. So this is definitely so needed, and I'm definitely going to do the website and be contacting you because, like, I was, wow, you know, I never thought to have an altar, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For that.
Dedicated to your yoni?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And when I just did a meditation with you, I was, you know, I definitely felt it.
Okay.
I just.
Yes.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, it's the energy is so available now for healing. You know, most of us didn't, I'd say maybe one less than 1% got any kind of initiatory, you know, information about our bodies, you know, especially our vulvas and wombs. We just don't deal with that. So in this culture, unless it's in a very exploitive and almost pornographic way. So yeah, you're not, you know, so most of us, you know, those of us who are, you know, came here with that kind of contract to do this kind of work are the ones that are doing it. And there's never enough of us. There's always room for more. And one thing I would like to let people know that, again, the temple that I was trained in is still available. I mean, they're still doing a lot of good stuff. I'm still active there to some degree. I'm just trying to bring in, I guess this is my outreach work in a way. It's called, and it's headed by Newt Butterfly, and it's called the Temple of Women. You can find out more. There's a temple online that you can, I do believe there's a part that's free that you can go in and you know, take advantage of. But if you'd like to learn more, it's www.thetempleofwomen, and that's spelled WOMBN.
Okay. .com.
And you can, you know, become involved in that, and we have initiation programs and all of that too. So, you know, that's also available.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for listening and being open.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, Laia, again.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for coming on and sharing
information
with us.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a wealth of knowledge, and I'm going to have to go back and replay this show.
Well, good. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do it myself, too. Absolutely.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Also, again, for anyone who is interested or has questions about the charts, please get in contact with Laia. If you missed my testimonial at the beginning of the show, I cannot stress the level of excellence and the level of exactness of her chart that she created for me, and it has helped out a lot. It has really helped out a lot. Like I said, when I first looked at it, it was almost as if she was in my home or had been in my home before, because she gives symbols that are of importance to you based on when and where you were born, the exact time. I mean, it's very exact to you. So it's not a chart or any form of reading that you can just get from going on a website.
Mm-mm, no. But like I said, I'm going to create a program that people can purchase and do, you know, charts that way, but it's still something that will be unique to whatever person. That
right.
is, you know, they won't be able, you aren't going to see vulva charts everywhere. You're just not going,
yeah.
It's not, and, you know, people were saying, well, where did it start and all of that? It's an ancient tradition, it's part of the Vedic tradition, but it's something that I'm bringing forward in a different way. Okay, so that's the best that I can explain it to at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, well, again, thank you for coming on.
Oh, thank you.
Information,
mm-hmm.
And can you give us your website one more time before we head out.
Okay, it's www.shaktifire, that's S-H-A-K-T-I, fire, F-I-R-E, .blogspot.com. And you can go there and see the...
Oh, no, I was listening.
Oh, okay, and you can go there and listen to some of the podcasts that I've done on for, you know, they're older. I haven't done very much with it lately, but... you know, you can get a better feel for some of the work that I do and read some of the articles and take it from there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you again. And
thank you.
I will be speaking with you soon.
Okay. All righty.
All right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Love rain down on me, on me, down on me. Love. Thursday, sunny afternoon, cumulus clouds, 84 degrees. He was brown, deep. Said he wanted to talk about my mission, listen to my past life. Took me on long walks to places where butterflies rest easy. Talked about Moses and Mumia, reparations, blue colors, memories of shell-top Adidas. He was fresh, like summer peaches, sweet on my mind, like block parties and penny candy. Us was nice and warm. No jacket, no umbrella, just warm. At night we would watch the stars and he would physically give me each and every one. I felt like cayenne pepper, red, hot, spicy. I felt dizzy and Sonia, heaven and miles between my thighs. Better than love, we made delicious. He me had me he had me tongue-tied. I could hear his rhythm in my thoughts. I was his shark, his horn section, his boom and his bit. And he was my love. Love rained down on me, down on me. The rain was falling and slowly and sweetly and stinging my eyes, and I could not see that he became my voodoo priest and I was his faithful concubine. Wide open, wide, loose like boughs at the collard green. The mistake was made. Love slipped from my lips, dripped down my chin and landed in his lap, and us became new. Now, me non-clairvoyant and in love made the coochie easy and the obvious invisible. The rain was falling and I couldn't see the season changing and the vibe slipping off its axis. Our beautiful melody became wildly staccato. The rain was falling and I could not see that I was to be plowed and so and first alive and left to drown in his sunny afternoon. Cumulus clouds, 84 degrees, melody.
I stretch my arms towards the sky like blades of tall grass. Some beat between my shoulders like carnival drums. I sat still in hopes that it would help my wings grow, so then I could really be fly. And then she arrived, like daybreak inside a railway tunnel, like the new moon, like a diamond in the mines, like high noon to a drunkard, sudden. She made my heart beat in a now-now time signature. Her skin a canvas for ultraviolet brushstrokes. She was the sun's painting. She was a deep cognac color. Her eyes sparkled like lights along the new city. Her lips pursed as if her breath was too sweet and full for her mouth to hold. I said, you are the beautiful distress of mathematics. I said, for you, I would peel open the clouds like new fruit and give you lightning and thunder as a dowry. I would make the sky shed all of its stars like rain, and I would clasp the constellations across your waist, and I would make the heavens your cape, and they will be pleased to cover you. They will be pleased to cover you. May I please cover you. Please.